This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. And all this week, we're going to be talking about the wonderful, like a treasure trove that God has in the young people. And the enemies fight to rob them from God. And so we have as guests today a mother and a son. And mother, would you please give us your name?
Kirsten Betts.
Kirsten Betts?
Yes.
How do you spell that?
B-E-T? B-E-T-T-S.
B-E-T-T-S. And so you have your son here, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. What's your name?
Ben Pace.
Ben, which is son.
Yes.
And so Kirsten, when I first heard of Ben, he was not living with God, and you were coming out to Prayer Mountain to the prayer group, and you always requested prayer for your boys.
Yes.
And that tell us who those boys would be.
Well, Ben Pace and Jonathan Pace.
And Jonathan's older or younger than you,
he's
Ben?
Older. He's older.
How old are you, Ben?
I'm 18 and he's 21.
Okay. So now they had gotten into that world of drugs.
Yes.
What had happened? And when you first came to us in Prayer Mountain, we started praying. What was the state they were in?
Well, they were both in another state. And most of the time, I think, living on the street, between family and living on the street, distant family. I didn't even know how bad it was until I came across their Facebook and MySpace. And then I was able to see what was going on, and I was in shock. They both got into just really hardcore drugs. My older son several times had died and was revived.
That was God.
Mm-hmm. And there were times where I'd be coming out of the grocery store and the Holy Spirit would say, pray for your son. Mm-hmm. And my daughter and I would start praying.
Your precious daughter.
Oh, yeah. She spent a lot of time in intercession mm-hmm. for them. And we would just start praying, and then we'd get a phone call, and he would just be really just out there. And he even got tased and, just in and out of some hospitals, my older son. And now he's living at home, totally clean. Comes to church with us.
Praise God.
And God totally delivered him. He gave me words for him and for Ben. And Ben came home first. And he came back to Missouri. And the Lord had given me a word that he was going to bring my sons back to my borders where I was. Mm-hmm. And because I asked the Lord, and he told me to petition him for them.
Well, you did it. I mean, you were in God's face. That's like Kenneth Copeland said to God one time, better men than me have failed. How come mm-hmm. I'm not going to fail? He said, because I don't have their mother in my face.
Yes.
Morning, noon, and night.
One word the Lord gave me, and this was early on, and this was before Ben had come back and Jonathan had come back, and that was I was driving on an errand, and I was really crying out to the Lord about them, and I was like, Lord, what do I do, and how do I handle this? Because I kept getting bad reports, just horrible things, and I heard the Holy Spirit say so clear inside me. He said, see them through the blood.
See them through the blood.
He said, I see them.
That's how he sees them?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's how he sees them?
And it gave me so much peace, because it's like, that's how you see them, Lord. You don't see them where they are. You see them through the blood, because I have a covenant with him and for my children.
Yes, you do.
And I was able to claim that
and
covenant, right?
I watched you. You did not let go. And you would come at the close of every service, you'd come up there. And you would petition. And I think one time we said, Holy Ghost, go get them, didn't we? Mm-hmm.
A couple of times. A
couple of times we said, that we only say that when the Holy Ghost comes on us to do it. But have we seen marvelous reports?
Well, that's exactly
and then
we
say, here's the prayer. Holy Ghost, go get them. Now, did the Holy Ghost come
and get you,
Ben?
He came and got me.
Wow. When the Holy Ghost comes and gets you, you've been apprehended.
Yeah, yeah.
So where were you and what was your state?
I was, when I believe that I actually experienced that, I was actually already home, but I was still...
What made you come home?
I don't know.
The Holy Ghost.
It must have been the Holy Ghost, because uh-huh. I was so far gone at the time, I hardly remember getting back up here.
It takes some doing to get around.
Yeah,
it does. And when your mind is just not functioning.
Well, even, I was in a level that even a lot of people aren't normally. I mean, I was doing a lot of hallucinogenic drugs and getting into the spiritual side of drugs, which is sorcery, like, mm-hmm. We were talking mm-hmm. about earlier. I guess I was just so deep into it that I kind of lost touch of reality for a while. And I, didn't know whether or not I was in the movies I was watching or whether or not I was in reality.
How'd you get the money to get the drugs?
Usually the drugs I was doing is actually an over-counter drug, mm-hmm. cough medicine, but it has hallucinogenic stuff in it that if you take large doses of it, it does stuff. It's kind of like dimethyltryptamine, which is considered the spirit molecule. And you can basically get them at Dollar General for $2 a box.
Wow.
So it wasn't hard to get. And you don't have to be 18. You're technically supposed to be, but that was never a problem for me. And when I didn't have that, I'd have friends steal them for me.
And, just off the counters.
Yeah. And yeah. It was nothing. And it was just, go walk in the store, you know.
So you were into, we were talking before the program, and I'm doing some teaching on the Book of Revelation. And even in the time when the last 3.5 years, when things get really hard, reading here from Revelation chapter 9, there was always room to repent.
Mm-hmm.
And in chapter 9, verse 20, it says, "And the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils. Neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts." So these seem to be the way that men will really be sinning. That seems like a word that's not so powerful, but it is powerful.
Mm-hmm.
It's against God. And the word sorceries is pharmakei in Greek, and it has to do with drugs.
Mm-hmm.
So drugs is a big part of the scene that Satan uses to draw men away from God.
Yes.
And therefore God's blessings,
mm-hmm.
because blessings only come from God. So he had used this on you and your brother.
Oh, yeah.
And you were on these, where were you? Away from here, your mom was, you weren't here. Where were you?
Well, originally, we were in Louisiana, which is our hometown. And actually, I had gone to rehab from age 16 to 17. And I was actually where I got more involved in drugs,
believe it or not. I've heard that in rehabs where you can really get drugs.
Yeah, I actually never did hard drugs until I went to rehab.
Oh, my.
Yeah. So, and then after that, after I got out of rehab, I stayed with my mom for a little bit, but then I went down to Louisiana with my brother. That's where my brother was at the time. And that is when the drugs pretty much just, I went crazy with it. I mean, where I got, so far gone into, I was basically living in a movie in my mind. It's just
in
everything.
Your mind, there was this movie type thing.
Yeah, it was like
on.
I was living in a fantasy world where, I thought I had superpowers, and which, I saw some things that made me think that, but it was demonic,
and it was just a show.
Yeah, it was.
I mean,
So we got hooked up in this for a long time, and I didn't get delivered out of it when I came back up here. I ended up back up here.
That was drawing. The Holy Ghost was going to draw you where you could get your deliverance.
And my brother Jonathan actually went back down to Louisiana, but first it was just me here, and I was still getting really deep into the drug thing, but it started to take a turn, and I started to open up to God more.
Sure, your mother's prayers.
Yeah, and I think God, he spoke to me during, while I was on drugs. I know he didn't use the drugs.
Absolutely not, but he, despite
the drugs.
Sure.
And it led up to, I was still doing drugs all the way up to C4C last year.
Champions for Christ.
Yeah, Champions for Christ.
Mm-hmm. We have that meeting every July. We've got it this year, July 23rd through 27.
Yes, and I was actually on drugs.
You were on drugs at the meeting?
At the meeting, yes. I was, half the time. Actually, when I played up on stage, I was,
Because we have a talent show.
Yeah.
And so you entered in the talent show. I think you won.
I won second place.
You won second place.
Yes, ma'am.
So you were on drugs at that time?
Yes, ma'am.
And then explain what it was like. You told me before.
Well,
the night before, you said.
The night before, I actually had taken an unusually large dose of the drug I was doing. And my body started to shut down. At one point, I thought my heart might have stopped a couple times and been revived. All I knew to do was to pray the blood of Jesus over myself.
But you did know to do that. The Holy Ghost told you.
Which, I didn't know to do anything else. I couldn't even stand up at the time. I was so...
Uh-huh.
But
and what did it feel like?
I felt blood.
He said he actually could feel it.
I didn't see it, but I physically felt blood drip from my head all the way down to my shoulders. And then I immediately felt a tingling come up my feet all the way up, and it rejuvenated. And another thing that right after that, and this is the only way I can describe it, was I felt like water rushed into me. That's why I felt like water rushed into my body. And we were talking about it today. I thought about that.
Yes.
And it felt like that renewed the life in me. And
sure, the living
water. Exactly. Uh-huh. That's what came to my mind. And So that after that experience, obviously, I was a little more open to the to Jesus.
Yeah. And he's at the Sea for Sea.
Yeah,
he had this experience. He was led to do the, and then the next night.
And it was
the same night.
I actually went up in the altar call that Chip gave, but it was the night when you were preaching and you gave an altar call. And I remember it very clearly. You gave an altar call and no one went up. And at first, I was the only one to go up.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I had my long hair and my chains. And, you know, I don't know if you remember that or not. And
I do.
And then a bunch of kids followed me. And then, but I remember you you scanned everyone up there, and then you looked straight at me and looked me in the eye and pointed at me and said, "Satan thought he had you, but he was wrong."
Oh, and you're glory
free. And you
to
said
God.
You are free, and then you know I did feel freedom at that time. Now the drugs didn't go away right away, because I still had to battle with you know, with my flesh about it.
Yeah.
And there were a few times, but I started to open up to the thought that okay, God isn't a part of the drugs.
That's right.
And that was the deception that I had to get over. And one thing that God spoke to me one time, I had started to get off of them, but then I chose to go back and do them again. And one thing God spoke to my heart right before I took the drugs, he said, "I'll be here when you come down."
Oh, precious Jesus.
And so I wrote a song about that, based off of that, about God speaking to me. I'm going to sing that at the talent show.
Oh, good.
This year.
He's going to go back to the talent show this year. Now, yeah. You were telling me that Pastor Keith Moore, mm-hmm. you go to a Faith Life Church.
Yes, ma'am.
And what happened, when was this, 2 or 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, about 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
He was praying for a lot of things. It was after the service, and he was really getting into the Spirit. You know, they were singing, and he started praying in tongues, and he started having words about people's kneecaps and you know, specific parts of the body for healing, and speaking to them and cursing infections. And then right before he said this, I had felt led to lay hands on my stomach and my liver, and which were a lot of the damage had been from the drugs I was doing.
Uh-huh.
And the mind thought the thought came to my mind, you know, to start taking that healing for the craving,
for sure.
not the
for the craving, the physical craving.
The physical craving on a cellular
you
level.
You were delivered.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a physical desire.
Yes, and because I had done them for so long.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And Pastor Moore prayed for, he didn't just pray for drug addictions. He said cravings on a cellular level to be healed, for your body on a cellular level to be healed from drug cravings. And that's exactly what I experienced that night.
Praise
laying
God.
My hands. I woke up the next morning. Ever since then, I can walk into a store now and actually go down the aisle where I used to get them, and it's like, well, I don't do that on purpose. No. But I mean, if I do, it's like, it's not
sure, it's not,
know,
there.
It's not, the desire's gone.
Oh, thank you, Lord, for setting him free. And we're going to be talking this week about young people and about staying free.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to have Hannah and Brandon here. And I just want you to know that we do have this camp, and you can call us at 1-800-972-3447 and Champions for Christ. And that's what Ben is. He's a champion for Christ. He's working now. Are you still on the team down?
Yes,
at,
ma'am.
He's on the working team, the video camera team down at Faith Life. And he's living for God. You see, he has a debt that he owes now. And God's using him. Oh, you should see his eyes, how bright they are. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Shalom until tomorrow.
There you go.